go and keep walking in resurrection power. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Here we are, a couple of weeks after Resurrection Sunday. The memory of Easter might be fading. The family gatherings and school holidays have ended. The chocolate Easter eggs have all been eaten. For many, life has returned to normal. But listen carefully. The resurrection of Jesus was never meant to be a once-a-year celebration. It's meant to be a once-for-all transformation. Today, I want to encourage you to go and keep walking in resurrection power. We're going to walk alongside two followers of Jesus on a road of sadness, confusion, and doubt. And we will see how the risen Christ meets them, walks with them, and transforms them by his resurrection power. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 16. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they talked about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. Resurrection power walks with us, even when we don't recognize it. Notice the scene. Two followers of Jesus, not part of the 12, but still devoted, are walking away from Jerusalem. They're heartbroken. They're confused. Their hopes have been shattered. Have you ever been there, friend? You know the facts about Jesus, but your heart feels heavy. Your spirit feels confused. And then Jesus himself draws near. Verse 16 says, God kept them from recognizing him. Here's a great truth. Even when we can't see Jesus clearly, even when our emotions cloud our eyes, he is still walking with us. Think of a parent holding a child's hand in the dark. The child may not see the parent, but the parent never lets go. Perhaps you're on a difficult road today. Listen, the risen Jesus is walking with you, even if you don't feel it yet. Resurrection power opens our eyes to God's truth. As they walk, Jesus speaks. Luke chapter 24, verses 25 to 27. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from the scriptures the things concerning himself. Jesus doesn't just comfort them emotionally, he instructs them biblically. He opens the scriptures and shows them. The cross was not a failure, it was the fulfillment of prophecy. The suffering was not the end, it was the path to glory. The word that's translated explaining here means to interpret thoroughly, to unfold meaningfully. Jesus gives them a Bible study on the road. John Stott once said, "We must allow the Word of God to confront us, disturb our security, undermine our complacency, and overthrow our patterns of thought and behavior." The resurrection demands we view all of life, suffering, hope, purpose, through the lens of Scripture. Stott's words echo the very heart of what it means to be transformed by the living Word of God. Too often we approach Scripture looking for comfort, but not conviction, reassurance, but not repentance. Yet the Bible was not given to simply affirm us. It was given to confront us with truth, to disturb any false security that we cling to, and to reshape us into the likeness of Christ. God's Word is not passive. It's active, alive, and sharper than any two-edged sword. May we never resist its cutting edge, but may we embrace the sanctifying power of Scripture, allowing it to overthrow the worldly patterns within us, that we might walk in holiness and truth. Let me press in on this truth just a little deeper. You see, those disciples on the road to Emmaus had all the right information, but they had the wrong interpretation. They knew Jesus had died. They had even heard the women say that he had risen, but they didn't believe it yet. Why? Because their understanding was clouded by their expectations. Their version of the Messiah didn't include a cross. Their idea of victory didn't include suffering. And isn't that just like us sometimes? We want the blessing without the burden. We want the crown without the cross. We want the glory without the groaning. But Jesus, in his love and mercy, comes alongside us and says, "Let me show you the truth again. Not your version of the story, but God's eternal plan." Friends, some of us need our eyes opened afresh to the Word of God. Some of us have been walking with our heads down, reading headlines instead of God's promises, listening to the news instead of the good news, trusting in temporary comforts instead of eternal truths will never work. Jesus says to us today, just as he said then, "Wasn't it clearly predicted?" In other words, you should have seen this coming. How many times do we forget what God has already said? The problem isn't that God is silent. The problem is often that we've stopped listening. But the risen Jesus is the Word made flesh. He is the divine interpreter. He doesn't just inform our minds, he transforms our understanding. When he opens the scriptures, it's not just reading the Word begins to read us. And let me tell you, when Jesus opens your eyes through his Word, fear gives way to faith, despair turns into delight, and confusion becomes clarity. Don't settle for spiritual blindness when Jesus offers you resurrection sight. Let me ask you today, are you letting the Word of God reshape your thinking? Are you letting Jesus retrain your heart? Are you still trying to make Jesus fit into your story, or are you letting him show you that you are part of his? Friends, we need to be resurrection people. We need to be Bible people. We need to let the risen Christ lead us, not by our feelings, not by fads, but by his faithful word. Because only the truth can set us free, and only Jesus is the truth that saves. Resurrection power rekindles our hearts. After Jesus finally reveals himself, after breaking bread with the disciples, he vanishes. And then listen to what they say to each other. Luke chapter 24 verse 32. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" Burning hearts, that's what resurrection power produces. Not cold ritualistic religion, not shallow emotionalism, but deep, living, burning passion for Christ. Have you ever seen embers reignited into flames? You stir them, you fan them, and suddenly they roar into life again. That's what Jesus does for weary hearts. Friend, if your heart has grown cold, come back to Jesus today. Let him set your heart ablaze again. Resurrection power sends us running with the good news. What do the two disciples do next? Luke chapter 24, verses 33 and 34. "And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, 'The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter.'" They don't sit down and make a plan. They don't wait until the morning. They don't calculate the risks. They run back to proclaim, "Jesus is alive." When you truly encounter the risen Jesus, you can't keep it to yourself. Who is it that you need to tell this week that Jesus is alive? Who needs to hear your testimony of how you came to know him as your Lord and Saviour? The resurrection was never meant to be bottled up. It was meant to be broadcast. Friend, maybe today you feel like you're walking away from hope, just like those two followers on the road to Emmaus. The good news is this: Jesus is drawing near to you today. He wants to walk with you, open your eyes, rekindle your heart, and send you out with his resurrection power. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 to 21 reminds us, For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, you can be set free. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 promises, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Today can be the day that you truly begin walking with Jesus. My closing challenges to you are, keep walking in resurrection power. Keep your heart burning with passion for his word. Keep your feet running to share the good news. Because Christ lives, we live, and we walk, and we run, and we proclaim. A candle does not exist for itself, it exists to give light. You were lit by the fire of resurrection, not just to glow, but to guide others home to Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would give each and every one of us a renewed passion for your word, that you would open our eyes to the truth in Scripture, and that we would have boldness to witness the truth that Jesus Christ is alive, that he is risen, that he is Lord, and that he is Saviour. I pray that many hearts will come alive to the truth of Christ today, and that you will help us in our daily walk to tell others the truth of who Jesus is. May your blessing rest upon us. May you guide us and keep us according to your will and purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, today, let's not walk like those who have no hope, but like those who have encountered the risen Christ. Go and keep walking in resurrection power, not just on a Sunday, but every day. May every step you take be rooted in the truth of God's word, fueled by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and directed by the love of the Saviour who walks beside you. And when the road gets long or the path seems unclear, remember this. The one who conquered the grave is still walking with you, still speaking to you, still igniting your heart with purpose. So go, walk boldly, live faithfully, and shine brightly, for Christ is risen indeed.